Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And first of all, I want to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We extend our warmest welcome to those who are listening over the radio on KKMC and those who are listening to us on the internet. We welcome you to our service today. And as you listen to Pastor's message in just a moment or two, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's Word can give. Also, our scripture of the month is found in our bulletin in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. The scripture says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Just a reminder of our services this week. This Wednesday, the 29th, we'll have our midweek prayer service at 7:30 p.m. It will be live and it will be broadcast. And if you can join us, you can join us at that time. You can email us at secretary@bbcmh.org. For more information, and you can also deliver any additional prayer requests that you may have at this time. Our ladies' Bible studies also has been canceled for this week, and also we began our Sunday, every Sunday morning we begin our day with the Lord at 9:45 with a Bible study that will be broadcast for those who wish to join us from their home. And God willing, we'll be able to worship together soon in person once again. I know we all miss being together, fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters, but hopefully things will be calmed down in the near future and we'll be able to gather together. You know, the Bible says, "Do not forsake the gathering of the brethren." So we want to get back to what God's Word teaches us. Our remaining services for today has been canceled. Now, what we want to do is let us continue praising the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day.
Thank you, Wayne.
I went to the doctor's this week just to get checked up on something, and I guess they have to ask questions about depression now, right? And they go, "Well, you know, we have to ask these questions. You know, are you having feelings of loneliness or sadness?" And I go, "No. If you have the Lord, how can you have feelings of loneliness or sadness, right?" And so it's really interesting about our society when you go to the doctors and they have to ask you, you know, "Are you depressed?" Basically, right? And it just goes to show us that people need the Lord. We've got to let people know about our Lord, right? Because that's what's going to get everybody up, right? So I'm just thankful that the Lord has worked in all our hearts, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? And so we continue life with the joy of the Lord. So why don't we open up our first hymn, number 496, "Victory in Jesus." We'll sing the first and the last. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Why don't we turn two pages over to 498, When We All Get to Heaven. Man, if that doesn't make you happy, I don't know what will, right? When we all get to heaven. 498, we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, turn to our last hymn, number 402, Faith is the Victory. And let's all rise as we sing, Faith is the Victory, number 402. And camped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is a victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory.
Rejoicing and a day of praising his name. I do want to remind people that if they would like a copy of the Bible, to send an email to secretary@bbcmh.org, or if you would like a copy of the bulletin and the notes sent through email, also email secretary@bbcmh.org. And if you would like to contact me, you can contact me at pastortomlinson@bbcmh.org. And if you can't figure out how to spell that, then send it an email to secretary, and we'll get you the right information. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your grace, of your mercy and your might, that the joy of the Lord would be our strength, and the hope of eternal life through faith in Christ would guide us, direct us, and lead us to do your will. I pray, O Lord, for your divine spirit to be over us and to overshadow us, that as we communicate with those around us, they would embrace or be embraced by the love and the compassion and the care of Christ. Father, in your Psalms, in Psalm 27, verse 14, David, he says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And so, Lord, we find ourselves waiting for the time when people would be able to assemble together again, to gather together in fellowship and in the glorification, the exaltation of your name, waiting upon you for the time when you would continue to use us to build up and expand the kingdom of Christ, waiting upon you for your removal of the plague that surrounds this land, and waiting for you for your comforting spirit and your healing touch upon those who are afflicted. And Lord, it is a waiting that can be challenging to us, but it is a waiting, as we learn from you, that can give us comfort, knowing that regardless of what is transpiring, you are ever in control and your care for us never ceases. And Father, I do pray for your comforting spirit and your reforming presence to be upon your people who are called by your name, whether they are part of the family of Bethel or whether they are part of another family of God or they're trying to find a new place to fit in, that, Lord, you would place within them a deep longing for your presence, a thirsting and a hunger for your word, that you, Lord, would build them up and place them in a church, in a congregation who loves the Lord, who testifies of your glorious word, and that you would build up the people unto yourself. I pray for those around us, Lord, as we, whether we're shopping and talking with people or whether we're talking with neighbors or family, that they would not only hear of your transforming power, but they might see it. And more importantly, Lord, that you might be merciful and grant them to encounter it, that your spirit would be upon your people to draw them unto yourself and give them hope through faith in Christ. We pray for this nation, which is under such calamity. You have people saying this and people saying that. I pray, Lord, for you to give patience and wisdom and guidance to those who are making decisions, who are making the determination of what we need to be doing, that, Lord, most importantly, that you would impress upon the hearts of people that what they need is you, and that your peace would be upon them and encourage them in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those who need to encounter your healing power and your comforting spirit. Lord, we pray for those who are infected with this COVID-19 virus or other flus, and that you would comfort them and give them patience to wait upon you and upon the doctors, that you would bring about within them your healing power. We pray for our sister Lily and pray for you to bless her body with the platelets that she needs for the strengthening of her body and for your encouraging presence. We pray for our friends Leonard and Fern Rice, for your healing touch in comforting spirit and difficult health problems. Lord, we lift up to you Jacqueline Palmer. She is due in May, and we pray for this baby that it would continue, that it would grow. It's been slowing its growth, and they're monitoring this baby, and so we pray for you to strengthen this child, enable it to receive the nutrition it needs and to grow prosperous in you, and that you would strengthen this child to follow in your footsteps. And Lord, we also pray for Esther Pleiss, who's also expecting. She's expecting in September. Give her courage and strength in you, and bless this family for your purpose. We pray for Bethel, that we would be used of you in a mighty way to reach out to the community around us with your glorious gospel, that the joy of the Lord would embrace the hearts of people, that they would desire you, and that they would enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. We pray for the missionaries that we have throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti and serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Merexa Perez serving in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries, especially with language, throughout the United States. Use these missionaries for the purpose of growing and expanding your kingdom, that the gospel would be spread and it would impact lives and hearts. We pray for the offering that we're about to receive to be used for your honor, for your glory, for the expansion of the kingdom of God, for the expansion of the impact of the gospel. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear us and those who support the work of ministry, whether they're in the sanctuary or listening over KKMC, over the internet, or over the CD. Bless them with your reviving presence and strength, that the joy of the Lord would be their strength and the hope of eternal life would guide them. We thank you, Lord, in all things, that you reign supreme. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
much, choir, for blessing us with that beautiful song. And I pray that we will follow the Lord the rest of our life. And now we're going to be reading in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 32 through 38. The pastor will be teaching today from Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 32 through 38. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all the trouble seem small before you that has come upon us, our kings and our princesses, our priests and our prophets, our fathers, and all on all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until this day. However, you are just in all that has befallen us, for you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly. Neither our kings, nor our princesses, our priests, nor our fathers have kept your law, nor heeded your commandments and your testimonies, with which you testified against them. For they have not served you in their kingdom, or in the many good things that you gave them, or in the large and rich land which you have set before them, nor did they turn from their wicked works. Here we are, servants today, and the land that you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its bounty. Here we are, servants in it, and it yields much increase to the kings you have set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies and our cattle and their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it. Our leaders, our Levites, and our priests seal it. May God bless the reading of his word. And now may we bow for a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, Father, we pray that you might take us into the holy of your holies. Father, take us in by the shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we long to see your light. Father, we long to hear your truth. Father, all hearers of your word today, we come to worship you only. Father, we want to know you. Father, we want to exalt you. Father, we want to love you. Father, draw nigh unto us. Father, let the weight of your glory fall on us. Father, the Apostle Paul gives the answer in one of the most powerful and dramatic passages in all Scripture on the saving purpose of God and the way all believers should pray for the lost. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 7, your word tells us, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified in due time." And Father, as we know, when Jesus hung on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Father, today may you convict many today by your Spirit that they're a sinner and they are lost, and they need our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they can be saved from suffering the agony of sin, shame, and meaningless in this life, and the eternal hell of unrelenting agony in the life to come. For God has commanded all men to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, today, bless all hearers of your word, and bless your word. And Father, bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he comes to teach us today. In Jesus' name, amen.